的时候，使我们知道神的存在。
When they get a hint to it, you let us know that God does exist.
当康德离开世界的时候
，When Cancer left the world,
人要把他最简单的、最伟大的话语放在他的墓碑的上面。
Man wants to put his greatest thinking, a verse or a word or whatever, to on his.
最后那些人就把他所讲的这两句话。
And they create, they engrave these two lines.
这两句话从哪里？
Where did they get it?
我们来看圣经。
Let's read the Bible.
罗马书第一章。
Let's read the book of Romans, first chapter.
罗马书第一章。
First chapter, book of Romans.
罗马书第一章，我们从开篇来读第十九节开始。
Let's read verse 19 together.
第十九节从第二十节。
19 and 20th verse.
我们大家都来读。
Let's read it together.
一二三。上帝的旨意，人人知道，也显明在他心里，也上帝已经给他们证明。二十节，自从造天地以来，上帝的永能和神性是明明可知的，随着眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。我要读二十一节，他们虽然知道上帝，却不当作上帝荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的自恋皆是虚妄。
I'm going to read verse 21st. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became fertile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Dear brothers and sisters, and to believe the existence of God has two revelations. I believe the existence of God. But to believe the existence of God, instead to have a relationship with this God, are two matters. I didn't know him before. Yes, I've seen her. Then after I hear her, then I know her personality. If I know her, but I don't know her personality,
this
is a different matter. You know what she said to me the first word? When I first came here and I talked to her, and I went back, and I said to her, I said, please open your mouth. I was afraid. Nobody ever told me to open my mouth after I preached.
I thought,
this person how can be like this? Then I said, what is kind of strange? So I opened my mouth.
He said,
come to my house tomorrow, I'll make you more handsome. So I went there.
He said,
so I
checked
his teeth and
he
opened
his
mouth. I know
this person's character can use three words.
So I can use two words to describe her personality.
他是很爽的。
So very straightforward.
他是很精细。
Very subtle.
他也是很好心帮助人。
And very enthusiastic to help others.
Do you agree?
Yes.
你看他很坦白吗？所以他承认了，对不对？那么他很坦白的，为什么我说他是一个这个很坦白的人？
Why I'm very frank.
他有什么话跟你讲？
Because whatever I have, I say.
是一个很好的性格。
It is a good personality.
第二，
Second,
他很精进。因为他在那不但听到，而且看我的牙。第三，他很好心。那我怎么知道他是这样的人？
How do I know?
我要人很多人解释。
Do I need a lot of people to
explain? 如果很多人向我解释，那是 second hand。
Then if a lot of people explain to me, this is the second hand information. But if I
mean,
you come and help you, this is the first hand
information.
Not only I give him the content, I would introduce myself.
除非你不开口，每次开口你都正在介绍自己。
Unless you don't open your mouth, every time you open your mouth, you'll introduce yourself.
所以你做人就是一个公公，那些对你讲公公的什么不好什么不好，你要小心，因为他在介绍他对不好。
So you must be careful. If someone busybody says whoever is doing what, he's not so good. Actually, they're really saying that.
教会里面凡是不爱做工的都爱讲话。
In the church, all those people who do not like to work, really they like to talk.
凡爱做工的都没有话讲。
Those people who love to work, they really don't talk.
凡爱讲话的都不爱做工。
Those who love to talk, don't
like. 所以他一开口就是介绍自己。
So therefore, every time they open their mouth, they introduce.
正像 Amy 开口就是介绍自己一样。
So just like me, I introduce myself.
那么当上帝开口介绍自己的时候。
When God opened his mouth and introduced him.
他就主动的告诉我们，他是一位什么样的人。
Initiatively told us what kind of God he is.
上帝不是埋在那里给你看我存在，我存在就够了。
上帝把他的真理挖出来，把真理显明出来，告诉你他是怎么样的一位上帝。He wants to take out his heart's willing, and he wants to manifest himself to you. What kind of God he is?
对呀，从对神存在的信心跳到对神恩惠的信心，那是个很大这个信心的跳跃。
Therefore, you have a breakthrough from the existence of God, belief in existence of God, to the belief of the grace of God. This is a breakthrough.
所以今天我讲到以前，我讲到的开头我就提到这两种信心的本质上的不同。
Therefore, I said this two kind of faith, the essence of difference.
To believe in the existence of God and believe in the grace of God, that is totally different. 现在我们看怎么相信神的恩惠。
Now we look at how do we believe the grace of God?
你要先相信神的性格或者神的本性是怎么样的，才能进到他的恩惠。
You must believe or trust God's attributes.
那我们怎么知道我们这位神的本性是怎么样的？
How do we know God's attributes?
你要与他发生关系。
You have to have a relationship.
你要亲近他。
You have to walk with
him. 你要接受他所讲的话语。
You must accept what he's talking
about. 那在他对自我的介绍里面，发现他是怎么样的人。
So it's an old revelation, then you know what kind of God
you are. 有一个人对我说，我结婚了25年，还不明
白我的太太
到底是怎么样。And someone said to me, I've been married 25 years,
but I don't know
what my wife is like. 我看到起初很奇妙，现在莫名其妙。This guy thought she was wonderful, now I'm disillusioned. 他的太太
说，
我丈夫也是，我越想越不明白，为什么是这样。
Then the wife said, well, it's the same thing happened to my husband.
我告诉你，脸见
过
了，还不一定知道他是谁。
So therefore, even you have certain kind of relationship, you still don't know them.
我的一生一世，你不能完完全全100%明白另外一个人。
I know that in your entire life you cannot know a person 100%.
当你结婚的时候，你以为你了解了他。
When you're married, you think you know him.
不是。
No.
你把你整个的人投靠他。
You have really totally relied upon him.
这个投靠是根据一种投入的信心，而不是理解的信心。
This is a kind of a totally given to someone, but it's not a really with reason.
这个投入的信心是比理解的信心更强的信心。
And this kind of to really give yourself to him is even.The belief of faith than reason.
你对他的人格有信任。
Yes, you can trust his personality.
你嫁给一个人。
So you marry to him.
当你嫁给一个人的时候。
When you marry to someone.
就把你整个的前途放在他的手里。
You give your entire future to him.
这需要信心。
This you need faith.
这需要很大的信心。
This you need a great
faith. 那个理解就从这个投入里面慢慢了解，慢慢产生出来。
And so therefore, then you would understand this person gradually.
我不是说投入以前不需要理解。
Total involvement
with what I believe. 投入是
比理解更大、更深的更
重要。And the total involvement is even greater than your understanding. 我们对神的信心也是如此。And it is the same thing with God. 到底是我信了，
所以我才知道，或者我知道以后我才信呢？ Is it because I believe then I know? Is it because I know then I believe?
在神的西方的教授中，神学思想历史里面有许多不同的看法。
Therefore, there are many points of view in the Western civilization and the philosopher's point of view.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says,
人在某一个范围里面把自己显明出来。
But the God has revealed himself to us.
在某一个范围里面是我们可能知道的，他告诉我们。
And in certain kind of situations that he would let us know.
这样我们就能够对他有所了解。
Therefore we can know him.
而这些部分的了解从整个的投入使我们对他更有理解的信心。
Because this kind of total involvement, then we can understand him more.
那我们怎么认识上帝？
How do we know God?
上帝借着他的灵向人说话。
God uses his spirit to talk to us.
我们接着看一处的圣经。
Let's read one verse.
在哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians, second chapter.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians, second chapter.
翻到我们大家一同看第十，大家看第十一节。
Let's read the 11th verse together.
哥林多前书二章十一节。
First Corinthians 2:11.
除了只在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了上帝的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们大家有一、二、三。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了上帝的灵，也没有人知道上帝的事。英文读一次，大声一点。一 ，Everybody read in English aloud. 1, 2, 3.
We are reading.For who among men knows the thoughts of men except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the spirit of God.
那这些在信仰里面对于人的信仰的认识的 epistemology of human faith 很重要的一些东西。
This is a very crucial verse to the epistemology of faith.
这里告诉我们什么呢？
What does it tell us?
人的了解人。
Yes, man can understand. Because man has a spirit. So now we have a man. How do I know him? Because I am a man. So therefore, we have in us man. And so therefore, if you have experience in your life, then even you look at somebody, you would know what he was to say.
许多的爱人或者跟男女做朋友的时候，他们不好意思讲话，所以尽量眼睛讲话。
So a lot of people, when they are deeply in love, many times they are not willing to talk with their mouth, but they are willing to talk with their eyes.
这些圣经告诉我们什么？
What does this verse say?
除了人的灵，
besides man's spirit.
谁知道人的？
Who does he know man's
spirit? 打大点的，一二三， 除了人的灵，谁知道人的照样，除了神的灵。
Unless God said, I am that way.
If your father didn't tell you he is your father, you will never know that your reasoning power.
If your God didn't tell you that he is your father, you never know.
如果你的爸爸没有告诉你他是你的爸，你不能够从你灵性当中知道他是你的爸。相信上帝的本性。所以，这是一个特殊的启示。Why do we call it a special revelation？因为不是自然人从他本性里面就有的。
Because it's not from the natural one derived from the own essence.
你不能在大自然的观察里面产生出来。
You cannot derive from the magnificent universe.
你们不能在自救里面把它挖出来。
You cannot derive it from your intuition.
所以有特殊的工具，有特殊的方式，人向人显明出来。
The special equipment, a special method. So if you only believe the other works of the Holy Spirit, but does not believe the greatest of work of the Holy Spirit, then your faith has
passed.
The greatest work of the Holy Spirit is to, through God's word, that God reveals himself to us. Because through his word that we know God and we have faith in him. Yes, the Bible is It's a written word. It's a recorded word. And to record the word, it's an incarnate. And this is in two manifestations.
The written word and the incarnated word.
The written word and incarnated
word.
And this is the two categories of the special revelation. Therefore, through the Bible, we know what kind of God he is. Then through Jesus Christ's life, then we know what kind of grace does God have for us. Now through our intuition and our deeper self and through our creation in this universe, the most important thing is the whole life is to read the word of God and to know who Jesus Christ is. Because this is the recorded word of God. And this is the word that through Jesus Christ that he used the invisible God, the infinite God, to reveal himself to us. Why God gives us his only begotten Son? Why God left Jesus Christ to be born into this world? Because wants us to know who he is. Therefore, Jesus Christ came to this world. What does the Bible say? No one has seen God before. Only in God's bosom, his only begotten Son revealed him. God's only begotten Son. This is the revelation. The manifestation in our history and the manifestation in the history through Jesus Christ is not the result of evolution. This is not a part of our civilization.
The visitation and the manifestation of Christ in history is not a result of evolution or culture of human beings.
Therefore, all your life, you must pay special attention to what is your relationship to Jesus Christ. The first time I come to Hong Kong, Mr. Stephen Chang would have come to me. But I did not really engrave my face with
him.
So they don't know what shape I come from. So I come down the airplane. So I came out. And then I
spoke,
this man waving a sign saying, Mr. Chang, please come. He doesn't know who I am. I know who I am. So I go over there. I say, I am
Mr.
Oh, we're waiting for you. So they
receive.
And another time I go to another
place.
And that airplane only has 5 people. An old lady. And her daughter-in-law. And her grandchildren. And another man. And myself.
5 people.
And you can imagine this old lady with this lady and the grandson, and they have to have so many luggages, and there's one basket full with the potatoes. And at that time, that place only one person has seen. And but this man, when he was coming to get me, that his car broke down. So he asked someone else to come to pick
him up.
So he said, well, this Mr. Tang, usually he
wears long shirt.
And usually he has a white shirt, maybe a dark color. Maybe around
26 years.
Maybe a small bag and a Bible, maybe that's him.
人也不高也不矮，不胖也不瘦，不老也不年轻，中国人。
So this man came. What am I going to do? I never did get there.
And
no telephone.
那怎么办呢？那里又没有 taxi， 很小的地方，我只能等，一面等一面祷告。
And every time when I was waiting and I was praying, after 15 minutes, and someone said, you know there's a preacher would come
on.
And I was like, I am.
Now,
what about your wife and your mother-in-law? And I'm thinking, how come this preacher would come on?
Your
wife and your mother-in-law? And you were so dark.
不是我的太太。
That she, the woman was very
shocking
compared. They were not my wife or my mother-in-law.
In
Indonesia,
very few
Chinese married such a dark
Indonesian.
But he must have said, I was carrying the potatoes because I come with my mother-in-law. Then I have a one
thing.
So next time when I go, if I go to a place that I have been married, so I usually mail a photograph. So they would
look at me.
Dear brothers and sisters, why did Jesus Christ come to this world? Because the Bible tells us. Christ is the image of God. Therefore, from him, not only does God exist, but how he gave us his love and his holiness through Jesus Christ. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, this Jesus Christ who can come to this world is the same as the Christ, and he can save your life. So he said, you come to me. I want to give you my peace. You come to me. No one comes to the Father but by me. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Dear brothers and sisters, do you know him? Do you accept him? Dear friends, tonight, you can accept him. You can believe him. Because he loves you. He is looking for you. He loves me. He loves you. You are in him. And in Christ, you can see the image of God. Tonight, come back to God. Are you willing? Are you willing? In first question, is transcendental meditation recommended to Christians? They claim that it brings you to a more intelligent state. Is it true?
圣经说，上帝的道是使人有智慧，使人眼目明亮。
The Bible says God's word it gives us wisdom to make us eyes to see.
真正使人有智慧的是那个明白宇宙创造者与被造者之间关系的真理。
The real true wisdom is to know the Creator and the creation.
没有任何一些关于生命而进行的道是超越圣经神自己启示。
And nothing can go beyond or above what God has revealed to us in the Bible.
Transcendental meditation 的根源是自然启示人有宗教性所以产生的这个系统。
And the transcendental meditation, the system reason derived from the natural, from the nature that to know this God.
From the general revelation. So 这件事与圣经明字明明记载的启示是完全不同的两件事。
This is the opposite of Christ. It's two different things from what God revealed to us in the Bible.
从外表看 ，TM 本身只是没有宗教的本质。
From the outside point of view, TM itself maybe it has no religion attached.
但你更多接触到它本质的时候，你发现它的来源。从它的本身是宗教性。
But if you know the real true essence, the source of TM, it's really religious.
所以这是不一样的。
This is different.
I don't recommend TM for Christians.
And he does not recommend transcendental meditation to Christians.
If Christ accept the Lord as his Father, the same way we accept our Father. 基督接受上帝做他的父亲，如同我们接受我们的父亲一样的吗？在这里，基督与父之间的关系，乃是表明他们本质的相同性。
In here, the relationship with Christ and the Father is really to give the essence, the similarity of the essence.
The same essence between Father and Holy Son, Holy Father and Holy Son, 这个相同的本质就是父与子相对性。 主要表达的最重要的是 the most important fact to be revealed in the relativity between the Holy Father and the Son, Holy Son, is in the essence, the same essence. 所以基督是父所出来的，所以他用子这个字，这个词同我们所思想的父母男女结婚生孩子是完全不同意义的。
And to have what we can comprehend in our mind, to have a marriage, to have children, and to call a father, is totally different.
因为基督是上帝的创造者，所以正义力在他的创造力的下面，而他不在创造力的下面，他的创造力的上面。
Because God is the one who created all of us. He is the creator. We are all under Him. He is not under us.
He is not under the genetic law. 所以我们不能用父母生孩子的这个观念用在政府圣子的关系上。
So we cannot use this relationship applied to Holy God and Holy Son.
但是父与子有相同的本质，这件事可以 apply 到政府与圣子的身上。
And the Father and the Holy Father, Holy Son has the same essence. This we can apply.
有许多基督徒认为这是荒谬的事情。耶稣是上帝，耶稣又是上帝的儿子。How come 又是上帝又是上帝的儿子
？How come that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He is God Himself？
如果他是神，他就不是神的儿子。
And if he's God, he's not God's son.
如果他是神，而他就不是神。
If he's God's son, then he's not God.
这些问题很容易、很简单的解决。
Very easy to explain.
我是人。
I'm a man.
我又是人的儿子。
And I'm also a man.
人的儿子是人。
I'm a man.
对不对
？And the man's son is a man. Is it true?
人的儿子是人。
And the man's son is a man.
大家说。人的儿子是神，神的儿子是神，就这样简单。
And God's son is God.
这是提到本质的问题。
This is the essence.
那么你说呢？人的儿子是人，下一个人，神的儿子是什么一个人呢
？So you say man's son is man, the two men, and how come
God's
son is God in the?
How come one God?
How come one God?
你刚刚讲人的儿子是人，两个人因为有生命。
Because we have body.
啊，我们的身体是物质，物质呢就有不同的定位。
And because we are material and we have a different position.
但是 God is a spirit.
But God is a spirit.
所以，不能用 genetic law 衡量他，也不能用 material law 来衡量他。
You cannot use the general law to put a stand on him. You cannot use the material law to use.
今天我在这里讲到一点。
And before I talk here.
这一天的道在我的头脑里。
And this sermon is in my head.
哎，我讲出来了。
And I preach that
it. 你讲出来了，是不是我脑里面少了一圈？
Is it true that when I preach this, I don't have this in my mind?
啊？
Is it?
是不是少了一圈？
Is it?
没有。
No.
那么你头脑里多了一圈。
So you have more on your head.
所以你不高不高成我的少。
So what you have really does not diminish what I have.
你明白这个意思？
You understand?
讲道从母亲的源头出来的时候，那个一还是保持完整。
And so therefore it's perfect.
The oneness.
The oneness of the word.
It's still oneness, still perfect.
Still oneness.
虽然分出来了。
Even though I preach.
我想这样的事情需要很多的时间解释。
I think I need a lot of time to explain this.
等等，我有一篇的东西专门论这个事情。
And I have a whole sermon on this.
如果我们有30天一直讲信心这个题目，你就稍微有点大纲。
So if we have 30 days continually preaching the topic of faith, then you would have a general outline.
我们只有两三天只能谈一点点。
We only have 2 or 3 meetings. We can only touch a little point.
我讲到已经超过一万次。
I have preached over 10,000 times.
22年。
22 years.
记得我最多的时候，八个月讲一百次，他现在还记得。
I remember that he used to preach 700 times in the course of 8 months.
那是最大的、最多的记录。
This is the most time.
我到现在还感觉对圣经的认识太少。
And even now, I feel that I really don't know the Bible.
真的道太大。
And God.Word is too great.
我答的问题许多是过去我自己问别人的问题。
And this kind of question really I ask people before.
我认为基督徒是笨得要命，相信他的主意是怪的。
And I feel that Christians are so foolish to believe such things.
后来我慢慢发现我的理性太少。
Then I discover my reasoning is limited.
我告诉你，我到现在没有遇到太难的问题，只有遇到很困难的大问题的人。
I really didn't really encounter difficult questions, but I only encountered the people who ask difficult questions.
不是问题难，是人难。
Oh, it's not the question that's difficult, the people are difficult.
因为人呢，已经故意不让神做神，所以就产生许多问题。
So men are willingly rejecting God and do not let God be God, and they would have questions.
爸爸，我没有看见你生我，怎么知道你是你生我
？Father, I didn't see you that I was not born by you. How do you know that you are my father?
你怎么证明你是我的爸爸
？How do you prove you're my father?
你如果用这样的推理啊。你的爸爸不但不解释，还没发展就算
了。This is this kind of logic. Your father will not explain and just hit you on the.
今天我们用什么样的态度，用什么样的资格，从神讲一些无理不怪的问题
？What kind of attitude? What kind of qualification, we have to talk to God.
我常常讲，人呢是在最后中间矛盾到自己的毛病，自己不知道，还以为自己很厉害。
And the men are really insane that they are in such a conflict. They don't know that they have such a sickness, and they think they're so great.
你看 iPad 的书看不懂，你查字典。
You cannot understand Isaac's books. You cannot understand, and you go to the dictionary.
你查了再不懂，你自卑感显现归家。
So then after you look at the dictionary, you still didn't understand, you have an interior
that's not
interesting, then you go home.
Why?
When you read the people's book, you don't understand, you have an interior that I become flesh. When you read God's word, you don't understand, you blame God.
There's something wrong within you.
I think there's something wrong with you.
Because you are sinners, no other answer.
Because we are sinners,
there's no other answer.
So therefore, may God's Holy Spirit to really illuminate us to see how pitiful we are.
有一个青年就是我不信上帝，大丈夫不靠人，不靠神。
A young man said to me, I don't believe there's a God. I'm a great man, a young man. Said,
oh,
I'm
a great husband.
Great husband. I'm a young man. I don't belong to the
wall. 后来他讲了，我大丈夫不靠人，不靠神。我就讲一句，生病靠医生。
So he said, I'm a great husband. I don't rely on people. I don't belong to the wall. Then I said, well, if you're sick, you have to rely on physician.
真的，哎，有许多人等到快要死了，他才发现我不过是人，不是神。You are not God, you are only man.
And a lot of people until they are near death, desperately sick, then they say, "Oh, I'm just a man."
你很厉害吗？
Or you're strong. Or you're well.
You have
well-educated. How about 50 years from now? You're just a bunch of dirt.
白骨一堆。
And a dry bones.
一共两堆。
Two bunches.
就是那样。He did just by faith, and because he told him. 那么，耶稣基督同父的关系是怎么样知道？
What is the relationship between Christ and Father?
两边一个问题面对。
And there's one problem you did not solve.
我对我父亲的认识是非道界的。
And from the point I know my Father is from the Creator to the Creator. And from what I know God is from Creator to the Creator.
但正理的关系，创造界。
Then this is from Holy Father to Holy Spirit, it's from the Creator to Creator.
所以正物与正子都在无间界里面，它不需要一个知道的过程。
So therefore, they are all in the invisible and in the infinite
world.
They are in the infinite world. So
they do not need the process of epistemology or knowledge. 这个是另外一件问题。Is there anything said in the Bible regarding the war? 圣经有没有讲到离婚的问题？我知道你快要离婚了。
I know probably you're close to divorce.
所以你盼望你圣经有支持你，你就阿门，感谢主。
The Bible will give you some verses to read substantially.
我要用一点时间讲这个问题。
I want to use a little time to talk about this. Let me repeat the question. Is there anything said in the Bible regarding divorce?
离婚不好。
It's not good to divorce.
那么你说我们不能再下去。
So you say we cannot exist anymore.
Why? 为什么？
I say why?
你认为他不好。
It's because he is wrong.
为什么他不好？
Why he is wrong?
有一个原则，一个人多被爱，他就变成更好的。
And I have one principle: if a man is more loved, then he is a better man.
如果你越讨厌他，他变得越坏的。
And the more you are
get tired
of him, the worse he becomes.
所以呢，如果你看见一个人开始有一点不对，你开始爱他，他就越会变得越好。
And if you see that at just the beginning, he is not too.Lovely. Then he starts loving more. Then he would correct him.
结婚不是让对方解决我的困难。
To marry is not to have the other side to solve my problem.
结婚是预备一生一世，帮助我所爱的人解决他的困难。
To marry is the whole life that you want to devote yourself to solve your mate's problem.
你们读书读的这么多，还一天到晚讲离婚，就不如那些野蛮人。
If you are so well educated, day and night you talk about divorce, you are.Not even equal to the uncivilized people.
4
months ago,
我在野人的中间讲到27天。
I was preaching 27 days among the savages.
有一些人走路5,500夜，从山里面跑到城市的经文讲到。
And some people walked about 5 days and 5 nights, come to the city to hear me.
他们像自己时代的人一样，没有翻译书，只一块布围住。
And they are just like the Stone Age people. They only have a loin cloth.
拿着枪，拿着那个藏着那个武器。 吹着武器，一面打野兽，一面读，一面吃，一面走，来到聚会的地方。
They have spears and they have bogans to kill the animal in order to feed them and to come to the meeting.
他们告诉我，他们离婚离比 California 从 Florida 还早。
But they told us that their divorce rate is even smaller than California and Florida.
为什么离婚呢？
Why you have divorce?
因为现在不能再爱下去。
Because we cannot love anymore.
不能爱，要学习爱。
If you cannot love, if you're not able to love, you must
learn how to love. 中国人是先结婚后恋爱，西方人先恋爱后结婚。
And the ancient Chinese really, they get married first, then they how to develop their love. But the Western civilization, they fall in love first, then they get married.
那个结婚以前一直谈什么爱什么爱，谈完了没有话讲，结婚以后开始谈什么离婚。
They talk about
love.
After they
marry,
they have nothing to talk about except divorce. Second.
不要忘记，不要以为一张结婚证书就可以绑一个人。
Don't forget that not one single piece of paper like a marriage certificate can bond you.
那一张证书的宝贵，因为用爱表达，没有比这一张更宝贵的看得见的金子，所以这一张我们爱惜它，所以产生这一张。
Because this is really invisible. This is a token of your love. That's why it's so valuable.
这张没有多大的价值，如果没有爱在背后。
If there's no love, there's no meaning.
那么爱是怎么样维持的呢？
But how do you really develop the love and have let it cultivate?
You fall in love at first sight, will divorce at the first sight. 被分开，一见钟情，一骂就离婚。
哦，
这真的很危险。
It's very dangerous.
爱情呢是培养的。
Actually, you have to nurture.
但是不要忘记，讨厌也会培养。
But don't forget to get bored.
你说我多多接近，后来我爱他了，后来多多看见他的毛病，我也会讨厌他的。
Oh, I come very close to him. The more closer I am to him, the more I love him. But later on, the more I love him, the more disgusted I am.
现在听几个原则。
Now have
几个原则。
First principle.
丈夫是妻子的头。
My husband is the head of the wife.
大家说。
大家说。
你的说。
丈夫是妻子的
头。所以做妻子的一定。不能接过丈夫。
Therefore, to be a wife cannot be overcome the husband.
如果你的旧你的亲情比他多，你要知道他是在家里做头，一家不能两个头。
So therefore, if you have more wealth and more knowledge than your husband, you know there's only one head in the family.
如果一个女子登了头，而且比丈夫更头，这个家庭就有危险。
And if the woman is ahead of the husband, then the family would fall apart. 除
非那个男人像女人，那个女人像男人。
Unless the man is like the woman, the woman is like the man.
第二，
Secondly,
爱情是培养的。
To have love is really you have to nurture it.
所以结婚以后保持你为什么吸引你的丈夫同你结婚，这是很重要的智慧。
And this you must have a wisdom why you're married to your husband. This and how to nurture.
Why your husband chose you?
Why your husband chose you?
一个人嫌弃另外一个人不是没有原因的。
And one person choose another person is not without reason.
那个原因需要维持下去。
And that reason has to be developed.
很多的女孩子没有结婚以前，说非常漂亮，结婚以后红头散发，像母夜叉一样。
A lot of girls dress themselves very nicely before their marriage. After marriage, they just neglect their appearance.
结婚以后要保持好看。
So therefore, you have to know your appearance.
第二样。有许多的女人到婚宴到这个音乐会的装得很美丽，在家里像鬼一样。
When they go to a theater or go to a wedding, they will dress up very nicely, but when they're home, they're like a flop.
真正的需要看你美丽的不是别人，是你丈夫，所以在你丈夫面前要特别美丽。
So therefore, when really look at you and whether you're beautiful or not, it's your husband, so you must be beautiful before your husband.
有许多女人的管账的要用那个东西弄死。我就不准我的太太那样做吧。
I don't allow my wife to have such hair.
我说我一年到头在外面，回来几个月，晚上摸你的头摸得很爽。
I said I don't want to sleep so many months on the day. I only come home a few months and when I touch your head at night, it's very uncomfortable.
这个谁能你晚上不要放那个东西？
So please don't put it on your head.
如果你要放，早一两个钟头起来做，我还在睡，你去弄。他这样听我的话，我就感到他可爱的多了。这个你可以学。
You can learn this.
这个运动，这解除那个东西运动，我不要讲。你有没有放？我不知道。啊，运动。第三样。
Thirdly.
千万不要在众人面前随便批评自己的丈夫。
Don't criticize your husband in the front of the public.
男女是不一样的。
men and women differently.
男人重权威，女人重爱情。
Men put more emphasis on his position.
女人，
women are put.
当男人失去面子的时候，那个痛苦跟女人失去爱情是一样的。
When a man loses his suffering is equal to the woman when she loses her love.
所以男人重权威，女人重爱情。
Therefore, men put more emphasis on his authority.
男人重事业，女人重家庭。
And men put more emphasis on his business, but the woman put more emphasis on his
family. 男人重大计，女人重细节。
And the men put more emphasis on the grander plan of their family, but the women take care of the little things.
男人重前途，女人重历史。
Men put more emphasis on the future, but the women put emphasis on history.
这是神的安排。
This is what God said.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为女子她呢需要从过去的爱情来建立一个最前面的盼望，所以这个对她的前途有帮助。
Because a woman can derive from what happened in history to further her future. 很多
的男的说以后怎么样？女的说你不要忘记我们过去是怎么样。
What we're going to do later in the future, and the woman said, well, don't forget what happened before.
And the 男人有毛病，他忘记过去。
And because the man has a problem, they always forget the.
男人重发展，女人重保障。
Men put more emphasis on the development of the future, but the woman really takes care of it.
Assurance. 男人重投资 investment, 女人重储蓄。
And the men would put more emphasis on investment, but the women would put more emphasis on saving.
这些都是配合，都是好的。
This is all good because the
男人重理智，女人重自救。
The men would put more emphasis on reasoning, but women would put more emphasis on intuition.
所以这个男人，我讲讲他怎么样，你是不必讲，一看就知道外向。
The
minute
I look at it, I know he is a jerk.
男女有一些不一
样。And the difference.
当然有一些男的，好像不如女的，女的比男的更也有的。
Of course, there are extremes or opposite ways.
但是要注意。
But you must pay attention.
要了解对方。
You have to know your mate.
理解对方。
You have to love.
去明白对方的软弱。
Understand the opposite, your mate, weak point.
还有一点。
Another point.
当争吵的时候。
When you have a fight.
不要越争越厉害。
Don't fight, you know, like a crescendo.
小吵是难免的。
Of course, you have a small fight.
小吵是正常的，也是进步。
And also, it's really a blessing to have a small argument, and it's also normal.
不吵是很特殊的。
If you don't have any argument, it's very strange.
大吵是鬼。
To have a real big fight is very good.
为什么小吵有好处呢？
Why we have a small fight is good?
因为两个 totally different 的人在一起生活，当然意见不同是正常的。
So the two different personalities, two different, totally different persons have come together, and they have a difference. Of course, it's normal to have.
真正的爱情要建立在坦白真诚的里面。
The true love should be built on honesty and frankness.
那怎么样真诚呢？
How do you be honest?
许多人平常不真诚，到生气的时候就真诚。
A lot of people are not honest in their daily life, but when they're angry, they're honest.
许多人爆发生气，他说：“老子讲好了，你平常不老实。”
A lot of people say honestly, I'm telling you, that means they're not honest.
当你很诚实的看见对方真实爱的情形怎么样，你还爱他，那才是爱的开始。过去甜言蜜语不过是爱的理想。
So what you had before was the idea of love. What you know this man, the truth himself, then if you love him, this is the beginning of truth.
我结婚以前，我一切的缺点都告诉我太太。
So before I was married, I told my wife about all my weaknesses.
我过去爱情上的失败也告诉她。
I told her about all my failures.
我的脾气不好，什么都告诉她。
I told her that I have such horrible temper.
让她预备心爱我。
So I want her to prepare her love.
现在我知道她的弱点。
Now I know her weakness.
她也知道我的弱点。
She knows my weakness.
No to help, not no to condemn.
To know to
help.
To help, not know to condemn.
要注意这件事。
So you have to pay attention.
还有一样。
Another thing.
如果你的太太爱吵。
If your wife loves to have fight.
你不必同她吵。
You don't have to fight with her.
你不必同她辩。
You don't have to argue with her.
她吵不是要你同她吵，她吵不是要你爱她。
If she wants to fight with you, she will actually be seeking attention from you.
你不要注意她吵的内容，你只要过去同她这个摸她几下就好。
You don't have to really pay attention to the content of her fight. Just go over it gently. 等到她的心情好了，再从头慢慢分析刚才所讲的是什么。 And wait till she calms down, then you can analyze what she said before.
你一定要注意。
And the women have to pay attention.
你不要以为你一吵了，你丈夫就会怕你，是爱你。
Don't feel that you have fight till your husband would love you more.
特别是当你的丈夫有另外一个人在引诱他的。
Especially when someone else is trying to
attack
your husband. If that
woman
is so tender and loving and you're so angry, of course under the comparison he would go the other way. Therefore, only an unwise woman will use her anger to restrain her husband. I think I can't talk about this a special topic. It's too long. I can't really explain it
fully.
Finally, I don't agree that you would divorce.
You know, you are creating the problem among the children.
If your wife is no good, if your husband is no good, you be
patient.
Use wisdom,
holiness,
grief.